Sick of procurement bottlenecks? Get the cure with Bill Procurement. Bill is the all-in-one platform trusted by nearly 500,000 businesses to simplify their financial operations. And now they've introduced Bill Procurement, which pairs seamlessly with accounts payable to automate procure-to-pay workflows in one place. Every step, from submitting a purchase request to reconciling payment, happens in Bill Procurement, so your business keeps moving and growing. Score $200 when you see Bill Procurement in action with a demo. Go to bill.com/procurement200. bill.com/procurement200.
What celebrity compared themselves to Oprah?
What A-list star only likes four of the many movies they've done?
And which former pro athlete rather not comment on a cheater?
Welcome to Dish Nation! Now, you're probably asking, why are we so mysterious today? Well, because today is all about testing our celebrity knowledge and yours.
That's right. We're going to cover some stories that we missed this 2022, and we have to guess who the story is about.
And I will start with the first few stories, and we'll alternate after each commercial break. This is going to be fun.
Okay.
Okay, Gary, Headcrack, and Tanner, the moment you know who I'm talking about, yell out their names. Okay. Whoever guesses first gets a point, and if nobody guesses before I'm done, then I get to keep the points.
Okay.
I'm trying to win these games, y'all.
Okay.
Oh, it gets competitive in this room.
Here we go, y'all. This is going to be royally surprising. Okay, a survey of 2,000 Brits found out that this person is the eighth most admired person in the royal family.
Pippa Middleton?
I'm gonna say Prince Harry.
Meghan.
Ding, 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 Gary!
The eighth?
Gary got
She's just not referring to herself as Megan the Eighth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. I didn't know. I didn't think they liked her that much.
Well, they like her now.
Damn, how does it feel to be number nine?
Right.
Like, who are you?
Yeah.
I mean, so why would y'all be surprised, honey, that Megan is liked by the Brits?
Because I thought they were all probably, like, turned against Megan when she left and took Prince Harry and they moved out the country and they was denounced.
She felt so hated she left. Everything.
Like her and
the reason, yeah.
Yeah,
that's
no,
why.
She did the right thing because Megan is, she's new, she's young, her mind is open. Mm-hmm. She's, you know, the old Brits, honey, they don't like it because, hell, she ain't old.
I wonder if they like her more than they like Harry. You know?
That would be a plot twist.
Yeah.
Like, yo, we like your girl, but a Jew we have a problem with. Because, like, he doesn't look like the other kids, and, like, maybe it's that whole, like, you know, one of these people don't belong kind of thing.
Yeah.
I'm surprised. I'm surprised that they chose her.
Who's your favorite royal overall? Mine's Latifah.
Oh, man.
Mine's just Idris Elba.
Yeah. Went on the spot. Man, that was such a good joke. So funny.
All right, y'all, next story. This person is known to be fierce and fun, and with their growing popularity in the talk show lane, they have aspirations to eventually become the next
Sherry Gepper?
Oprah.
Nope, that's going to be Carisha Please, a.k.a. Young Miami from the City Girls.
Damn,
really?
You got that.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah,
you don't watch Carisha, please.
It comes on Revolt. She be talking to everybody about everything. And oddly enough, she wants to be the first black Oprah, but maybe she missed the fact that Oprah already is black.
Man. What channel is that on?
It's Revolt. On Revolt.
It's on Diddy.
Yeah, he owns Revolt, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't have Revolt. Is that like you got to stream it like an app, I guess?
Yeah.
You have an app?
Yeah.
And you can watch it like on YouTube.
Okay.
The episode's up. It's quite a vibe, man. She's really good.
Yeah, I think she's really good at it. She's going to be great if she keeps working
at
it.
She's going to be the second black Oprah.
Better.
Yeah.
Second black Oprah. The first black Oprah? Come on.
Okay, y'all. So HK gets that point. So it's like Gary's got one and HK's got one. Okay? All right, let's move on. This one is going to be a shock to you guys because it's one of the biggest movie stars in the world. Okay, this thespian has won 2 Academy Awards for movies they've starred in and recently said, I've made a ton of movies, and 4 of them are pretty good, I think.
Whoopi Goldberg.
I remember this
sounds
quote.
Sounds like a...
Yeah, me too.
I remember this quote. Only 4
and,
of them.
And the person's alive, clearly, right?
Yeah, they're still alive.
Okay, who won one of these?
It's somebody super famous. It's like a super, super famous...
Super famous.
Oh, you're killing me.
Jack Nicholson?
Michael Keaton?
No.
It's like a. I want to say Johnny Depp, but I don't think that's it. But he died.
Close.
The award.
Close.
Brad Pitt.
Nope.
Not Tom Cruise.
Keep going.
Is it Harrison Ford?
Keep going. You're close.
Tommy Lee Jones.
Is it an action guy? Is it an action person?
Tom Selleck. No, he's still alive. Tom.
Only four of them are pretty good.
With Tom Hanks.
Yeah. Yes, we love Tom Hanks.
I be forgetting about Tom. He play everybody.
He does. Man. I mean, yeah.
I tried not to watch that Elvis movie, and like when I saw Tom Hanks, I'm like, damn, he's old. But like, okay. It was like prosthetics, and he was really believable.
Tom Hanks is okay though, honey, but I don't like what he did to his son.
What he did to his son?
You know,
what
he kind of didn't, you know, his son, the rapper, the black
Chet,
rapper.
Chet Hanks.
He ain't black.
Yeah. Well, but he acts black. What's his name?
Chet Hanks.
Tom Hanks don't listen to rap music. Yeah. So what do you expect him to do?
No, I don't know, but I don't.
I mean, ever since Forrest Gump, I've been in love with him, even before that.
Well, I liked him when he was in Philadelphia, so that was...
Yeah, that was even before that.
I'm a man, Big. Ooh, Big.
Big was good. Wow. And then what was the one we Stranded?
Bosom Buddies and Splash.
Oh, Splash.
Bosom Buddies, Splash. Man. That's classic.
Oh, Sleep this in Seattle.
Yo, don't sleep on Turner and Hooch, though.
Yup, with the dog.
Man. Hell yeah.
And then he was Stranded. What's that with the...
Castaway.
Castaway.
Yeah.
Do we get points for that? Yeah.
No. You got that point, Candace. So everybody has one.
Yeah.
Except me. Mm. I shouldn't have gave it to you because then I would have got the point. Damn, I forgot the rule. All right, y'all. There's been a lot in the news lately about celebrities getting caught cheating in their relationships. Actually, that ain't real new. But anyway, when asked for an opinion on the matter, this former pro athlete said, I was a serial cheater. It would be
Shaquille
crazy
O'Neal.
And blasphemous for me to get up here and say, boom, boom, bam, I can't
Shaquille
do that. I know
O'Neal.
These guys personally. I know they're going through a lot because I went through a lot.
Shaquille
Gary,
O'Neal.
You are right.
Yeah. Did we have to let you finish the statement or could we just barge in?
Just like, in case y'all would have thought about it.
Damn, man.
Wow. And he was a cheater. He did post starting dirty, honey. Mm. Left her, honey, and was messing with all them other little women. So she had to get a pastor for her husband. So you know that.
But
just,
she's happy now. And that's all that matters.
That's why he was driving a Buick, so no one would expect it was him driving around.
He also feels like he's grown. Like, he's acknowledged that it wasn't the right thing to do.
It's a good time to acknowledge that you didn't went through all that.
That's
donut
okay.
Shop he had them burned down over
that's
there.
That's right. His feet are good with Gold Bond.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. Walking away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, so, Brad, what's the score tally, buddy?
Well, it seems like Gary has two, Tanner has one, and Headcrack has one.
Going for the kill next round.
Right. Okay, y'all, after the break, honey, we've got more celebrity mysteries to figure out, so come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back. All right, y'all, let's keep the games going. I'll be asking the next two questions, but from now on, every right answer is worth 2 points. Y'all got that? Right answers are 2 points now. Same rules apply, so don't try any funny stuff.
Okay.
Okay, ready? All right, let's get to it. Here's the clue. This sitcom star who had a hit show in the 90s and an even bigger comedy series just a few years ago is now hosting a game show and revealed that their mother sends unflattering screenshots of their outfits after every episode along with a review of what she thought about the outfits.
Ooh, is it Drew Carey?
It is not Drew Carey. It's not Drew Carey.
Sherry Shepherd?
It is not Sherry Shepherd.
Michael Strahan?
It is not Michael Strahan.
Anthony Anderson?
It is not Anthony Anderson.
Jamie Foxx?
It is not Jamie Foxx.
Hosting?
Steve Harvey.
It is not Steve Harvey.
Now, what'd you say again?
This person, so they were on like a classic kids show in the 90s.
Kenan Thompson.
It's not Kenan Thompson. You're thinking of the right era. And okay. Then now they're hosting a game show.
Mayim Bialik.
Mayim Bialik.
Hell yeah. Hosted Jeopardy.
Who the hell that is.
She's Blossom.
Oh.
Yeah.
And Big Bang Theory.
Okay. Yep.
Now she's
okay.
Doing Jeopardy.
Mm-hmm. And now she's hosting Jeopardy.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Took that job from my other child actor, LeVar Burton.
Oh, wow.
God.
Reading Rainbow.
So I'm still not over that, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm still not over the fact that LeVar is not hosting.
If there was ever a job that was like tailor-made for
somebody, it was him.
He hosted Reading Rainbow.
Right.
Giving us lessons and knowledge.
Perfect person.
Since the 80s.
It should have been on BET.
Also, Bill Nye should also have had a crack at
Bill Nye should have had a shot at it.
Man.
Okay. Man. Well, okay. We're still salty about that.
Okay.
No, 2 points go to Head Crack. So what, you got 3 points now?
No, he got two.
I'm up.
He's got three.
worth
He's
2 points.
He's got three. He's in the lead.
Oh, that's worth 2 points?
That was worth
takes the lead. Should have stayed
there. Head crack at the lead
now. 2-3-1.
Okay, here, moving along. Here we go. This reality star revealed they regretted naming their baby boy after a wild animal. They said,
I know Kylie Kardashian, honey, because she named that child Wolf.
Wait. It is not Kylie.
Kendall Kardashian.
It is not Kylie Kardashian.
It's Kendall Jenner.
It is not Kendall Jenner. They said, we thought it was going to come to us when we saw him, and it didn't. Then we had to sign the birth certificate, or else they register him without a name or social security number. So I felt the pressure to choose a name.
Kylie Jenner.
There it is.
That's what I'm saying.
Kylie Jenner.
You know who I meant.
Kylie Jenner.
Yeah, there we go.
Two from Brad.
They got a tie game. Brad and head crack tied.
No, 2 points. Me and Gary got
me
two.
Me and Brad tied.
I'm going to do this like two more times.
That's all right. Get the name right.
All right, we got HK in the lead with 3 points. Everyone else is tied, except for me. I have 1 point.
All right, guys, sorry to interrupt this intense game, but we are only a few days away from Christmas.
Oh.
So we wanted to do a little PSA for all of you who haven't bought presents yet. So let's dish about what to not get people for Christmas. So, guys, what was the worst Christmas gift y'all have ever received?
A fruitcake.
Dress socks.
Ooh. A vest made out of orange crepe material. You know, like the sack they put oranges in?
Yeah.
A friend of mine, he gave me that for Christmas. I cursed his ass out. he got cursed out.
Did he make it himself?
Maybe
he bought
that was stylish.
I bought him a Dior sweater.
Well, maybe he don't know about Dior and stuff.
For me, and God bless the dead, my Uncle Justice, one Christmas, he bought me a 4X large Got Jesus shirt, which, you know, I appreciate.
Like Got Milk?
Yeah. Oh. And I appreciate the message, but at no point, even in my greediest of greedy times, was I ever a 4X.
Yeah.
It looked like a hospital gown when I put it on.
That's a big boy. That's a parachute right there.
People have a tendency to forget, like, gift cards and money as items as to who you got it for.
Yeah.
Like, I believe in experiences. Like, you know, like, get people things that they'll remember, like indoor skydiving.
That's cool.
I bought my mom and sister spa days in the past, so it's like they get to go and have that little time, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I have a black mama. She like money. So when I give her money, baby, a gift card.
Yeah, my mom prefers money to go pick her own gift as well. That's mothers, though.
Everybody got that thing? Find a thing for your peoples, all right? More Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. So let's keep the fun rolling with these next set of clues. Now, every answer is worth 2 points. Gary, Brad, Tanner, y'all ready?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, let's get it popping, man. Now, this couple says that there's an open door bathroom policy in their home with their two kids. This is not a prank. This is their real life. And this is because when one decides to use the restroom, the kids are always waiting outside and knocking on the door. And maybe it's because the kids want to hop in the shower. Maybe it's because they don't do it on a regular basis. Y'all know the answer?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Who's that?
The Kardashians.
The Kardashians? Like all of them?
Yes, Kim and Kim.
Wait, can you?
Good
what?
Umbrella tactic. You tried to get them all under one thing. I like what you did there, but no.
Wait, hold on. We had a story about
and
some
that's
kids.
The clue.
We had a story about some kids not bathing.
That was Ashton Kutcher and his.
Ashton Kutcher and Ashton.
Mila Kunis.
Ooh, y'all both said it like right at the wire. Like I will
wrap
to wrap you up.
Okay,
So that brings you to three, four.
You get two.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
four.
Okay.
Wait, so Brad's in the lead now?
Brad takes
the lead. That's what I'm talking about. Let's go.
Smelly kids. They got to have smelly kids.
Their kids, though, kids don't have to bathe every day because they don't be out working hard or doing nothing.
No, it's just it's like a dog. When the dogs go outside, they come back smelling a certain scent. It might not be a stinky scent, but it's an outside scent that you've been outside.
It's
you kind of need to rinse off with a little soap.
In California, they are conserving water. You have to conserve water, so you shouldn't bathe every day. I mean, you know that, Tanner.
I mean, it ain't that much water to wash your kid's booty.
Yeah, you got to. Like, my kid is 10 and he comes home smelling like a Whopper.
Like a Whopper? Yeah. What is a Whopper?
It's like mad onions, you know? It's like, yo, man. Soap and deodorant time.
When I was a kid, we used to even just get sprayed off outside the house when we came in real messy.
Yeah, I have never followed my parents to the bathroom, and there was never an open door policy.
No.
You always closed the door.
That's got to be a little, I don't know if that's the smartest thing to have an open door policy. It feels like that feels a little weird.
It feels
to me.
Like prison. Yeah, if you've been there, you know what I'm talking about.
I feel like your parents lose a little bit of power if you ever walk in while they're swiping up. You know what I'm saying? If you know what I mean?
It's just like
I can't tell me what to do. I just saw you wiping.
I can't. That's crazy.
moving on. this artist had some good luck one day at a casino by winning $2 million.
Ooh.
So he admitted that he tipped the dealer $250K from his winnings, and that was the most anyone ever tipped anyone. He believes if he wins, we all win. Who? You go with Jay-Z?
P. Diddy.
Okay, you go with P. Diddy?
Yeah.
Ooh, hold on. I don't even know.
J. Cole.
P. Diddy.
He was gambling and he tipped $250? Did he? Did we say he was a rapper?
Jay-Z. I think it was Jay-Z.
No, it was P. Diddy. I remember.
He said it was an artist. It could have been Banksy.
It was an artist.
Yeah,
it was Jay-Z.
Jerry Seinfeld?
Gary got it. Diddy it was.
Oh. Diddy.
Oh.
There it
yes.
is.
Yes.
Yep, Diddy runs this city. And that's crazy. Like, you know, because people always talk about, like, Diddy not paying the artist.
Yeah.
But apparently the artist should have worked at the casino.
Yeah.
They would have got money.
The artists weren't dealing him cards. Dang.
Mm-hmm.
Take that, take that.
$250,000. He tipped $250,000.
How much did he win?
Like, he won $2 million.
Oh, that's a lot of tip.
It sure damn is, honey. I gave him about 50.
Yeah, $50.
Hell no, $50.
Oh, if you won how much million?
$2 million.
Yeah. $2 million.
50% of $2 million is $1 million, so that makes.
Well, but he's the dealer, right?
No, Diddy.
No, the person is the deal. No, the person is the deal.
I gave him at least $5,000.
Yeah,
at least. Well, no, 250.
$1,000, maybe. Well,
$5,000, it seems fair.
Are we talking about how much we would tip in that scenario?
Yes.
Yeah, I say $5,000, $10,000.
Yes, absolutely. You know, I'm right there with
not, you. Not 250,000.
Y'all are really nice problem. People.
But Diddy got a whole lot of money anyway.
Yeah, that's
you know,
yeah.
So it's like,
for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's his job to deal, honey. You got to give him that much money?
Yeah, my tip would be get a new job because they take money from more people than they Yeah. And, like, it is good to see somebody win. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, like, I'd be out. All right, so here we go. Gary and Brad both got 4. I got 3. Tana got 1. It is anyone's game still at this point. Stay right there because we got more celebrity trivia after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Down to the last clue, honey, of the day. So here it goes, honey. This one is worth, y'all, 3 points, honey.
Uh-oh.
Yes. Okay. So this rapper, honey, admitted he hated ghostwriting for Diddy, and he had this to say, y'all, honey. I really hated it after giving them all about the Benjamins, and more I used to feel like it was taking away too much from me.
I'm going
to
go with Jadakiss.
Yep, that's who it is.
Is it Jadakiss?
It's Jadakiss.
It's Jadakiss. Yeah. Golly.
Booyaka shot!
Yeah, you got 5.
No, you don't.
Dang.
You get 3 this time. He had... You got 6.
6. There we go.
You got 6. We got 4. And Tanner's got 1.
Still got 1.
It's my Diddy dance. I'm killing him with the shoulders.
Okay, so, honey. So, Headcrack gets the point, honey, for our last story. And with all the points combined, our winner is... Acceptance speech. Huh?
Yeah, it's all about the Benjamins, baby.
Hey,
you know, big shout out to everybody. You know, from all the schools I went to, from PS95, the Christ the King, the Delby Davis, the Indian Creek, the Colony High, and that community college I went to for one semester. I got the job I wanted while I was interning, so I didn't come back. But, you know, just know anything is possible, and dreams do come true, boo.
Yeah.
There we go.
Congratulations, Craig.
It's about time. I lose a lot of these games. It took long enough.
So, Tana, what you have to say?
Man, I need to study more. I need to study a lot more. I need to, like, really get in my tweets and read about my ghostwriters.
Yeah, man, you'll be a pro in no time, man. Just give it time, bro.
Don't worry. You just got here. You'll learn your way.
Exactly. Thank
you.
And Black Atlanta, honey. You'll get it.
Yeah.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.